listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. A climate advocate says citizen scientists could help researchers better understand when the next coral whitening event will happen. It's as for the fifth time in the past 8 summers, the Great Barrier Reef has experienced yet another episode of mass coral bleaching, partially due to heat stress. Queensland Coral Watch Ambassador Brenna Mitchell says most people don't know that coral are animals.
And when people are a bit more aware on that corals are animals, they become that they want to, you know, love the reef more and help protect these beautiful corals.
Organisers for this year's Brisbane to Gladstone yacht race are hoping for better weather. The 570-kilometre race set for Easter suffered some tough northerly winds last year, but preparations are coming together and skippers are crossing fingers for 15 to 25 knots. In its 76th year, organisers say events like this are a great boost to community. 4 years on from the start of COVID and home values continue to surge. Nationally, they've increased 32.5%, adding an extra $188,000 to the average property. Our reporter Rosie O'Brien breaks down what it means for regional Queensland.
Real estate in the Sunshine State has continually proved strong. In the regions, we've seen a 54.4% increase in prices, meaning on average it'll cost you $616,000 to purchase a home. It's a similar story when we look at rentals. Regional Queensland recorded a 41.9% increase in the cost. $608 is the median weekly rent these days. That's if you can find a rental. The vacancy rate remains tight at 1% in most areas.
And to improve accessibility within tourism and make rocky experiences inclusive to all, a workshop will be held today at the Empire Hotel from 10 a.m. The Queensland Government declared this year the Year of Accessible Tourism to ignite change and create experiences everyone can enjoy. And you can download our listener app for more local news.